You're holding here in the bottom Gemara of Mem Heyim Bebeis. Okay, last Shaila was for Rabbi Kiva, last two lines. Miksev Kodesh Yiyu LaShem V'La Kain. Does the Pasuk say should be Kodesh Yiyu LaShem enter the Kain? It says LaShem LaKain. The Pasuk says Kodesh Yiyu LaShem LaKain. Not to both. So the Pshat is Kodesh Rafuna. The Yom Rafuna Konu HaShem means first like a Tzchala comes Mishulchan Gvoya. It has Gdushas Hashem, it has Hegdush on it. But right away, V'nostun L'Kayin, those things given over to the Kayin. This goes on the Mincha, Neshtei Lechem, that those things given over to the Kayin. It does not go on the Kvostim, because those Tak are both. But that's Rabbi Kiva's Taina. Does the Pasuk say, Miksev Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem V'L'Kayin? It doesn't say V'L'Kayin. It says L'Hashem L'Kayin Ksev. So it means it has Tak of Gdushas Haguf, but the Ikarit, it's the Matana L'Kayin. Now the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Hakol Moedim." Everybody agrees. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. On top of that, Mem Vav and Aleph, Shem Huskuku Zeh Lo Zeh, Shem Akvin Zeh Zeh. That if they came together ready, if the Kvosim and the Shtei Lechem came together, if they were once attached together, the Huskuku, they were attached together. So now you can't bring one without the other. Now the Gemara explains, "V'yezahu Zika Shalhen." What's called that they were attached already together? The Shnei HaKvosim that we bring on Shavuos and the Shtei Lechem, they mean Shechita. They have already shechted the Shnei Kvosim. And at that time you had the Lechem there, so Lechem got its Kedusha then. So Rashi says, V'yachakach Ovad Oy Lechem HaKvosim, and then later one of the two got lost, is Ovad HaKul, everything is lost. That once they got attached B'Shah Shechita, you have to have both of them together. Now they get like a Hukfa to be like one Korban together, and now you cannot separate them anymore. Omer Ulu says though, Boy Vimarov in Earth Israel Yeth Shailo, Tanufa Oisa Ziko Yain Oisa Zikam. Even before they make Shita, we have before there's a mitzvah of Tanufa, that the Kohen has to pick up together the Kvosim with the Shtei Lechem, when the Kvosim is still alive. So if they do that, does that make like it's now Hukva, it's like one big carbon, and if you lose one of the two, you can't bring them? Or maybe no, only Shita is Huskak, but not just the Tanufa. That's the Shailo. So that's what Ula said over there. He saw the Estes for Shiloh. And the Parshat lay mid Rabbi Yechanan. They brought a proof from our Rabbi Yechanan that Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Shechito Isa Zika, what makes them attached? What makes it like one carbon? Only if you made a Shechita ready on the Kvosim and the Lechem was there. Mechlal, it's a proof though, that Tanufa ain't Isa Zika, that if you only had a Tanufa so far, they did not make a Shechita, they only picked them up together, that that's not Kaveirit. That's not Huskuk, Zel is there. Therefore, if one gets lost, you can still bring the other without one. Samara says, really, maybe there's not a proof. Hatay maybe the Rabbi Yechanan Guf Kami Boyalei. So we have a shal exactly what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yechanan. Is the Pshat from Rabbi Yechanan really that Mifshav Shittle Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan says for sure it's Poshet him that really only the Shchit Oysa Zika, but Utnufa Ein Oysa Zika. Is that really the Pshat from Rabbi Yechanan that he's for sure that only if you already made the Shechita on the Kvosim, that's what Huskuku Zelus there, and if you only made a Tanufa just to kind of lifted them up together, that does not do it. Or Duma, maybe no, maybe the Pshat is like this in Rabbi Yechanan, that Shechita, Pshita, Le'enechlam, if you make a Shechita, that's Pshita to him. He says, for sure then, that's considered Huskuku Zelus there, considered Kaveya to be one Vikorban. But a Tanufa Mesafkalei, but if you only make a tenuf, you just pick them up together, that's taka sofik to Rabbi Yechanan. So maybe taka we have a sofik if tenufa could be huskuku zelazer. So after the Gemara says, Nechlami teiku, it's a good shiloh, if tenufa also helps to make huskuku, to say that if you're missing one now, you can't bring one without the other. Now the Gemara says, O male Rabbi Yehuda, barachanino, l'rafuna, prayed Rabbi Yeshua, ayvoki ksiv kodesh yil Hashem. La'koyin, when the Pasuk says this Pasuk, of Kodesh Yiyu LaShem La'koyin, that it should go to the Koyin, we say another Tanufa, we say Nashtei Lechem, goes to the Koyin, Bosa Tanufa Ksivei, it says that after Tanufa, after they already picked it up together, and it's still a Pligi, Benenas Rabbi Kiva, and still a Machlokes, Benenas and Rabbi Kiva, which one could you bring without the other? But they both agree you could bring one without the other. It's a Shali, could you bring the Kvosim now without the Shtei Lechem? Or could you bring the Shtei Lechem without the Kvosim? But I call upon him, even though there was a Tanufa, still you could bring one without the other. So here we see clearly, that tenufa is not make it, even though there was a tenufa, still you could bring one without the other. That's the machlokes we had before. What's beyond this pasuk of kodesh yul Hashem lakayin? Does it mean Lashem and lakayin, something that goes to both like the shlomim, or does it mean kulu lakayin like the mincha? So the kuvah is a proof though that even after tenufa he could bring one without the other. So Gemara says a little time, even according to your reasoning, is the pasuk going to talk about bosa tenufa of lebosa shchita? This pasuk that says kodesh yul Hashem lakayin, is it only after the tenufa? It's talking about in the psukim even after the shechita was done also, and after the shechita was saying for sure it's huskuku zelazir. Says so. What's back up shown the pasuk? Ela mayisloch lenema. What do you have to say over here? Mayisloch lenema that mikara koi. That even though the pasuk is talking about after the shechita, but it's talking about the loch of before shechita. That before you were it was huskuku. Before it's huskuku zelazir. Before it became like one carbon, so you could bring one without the other. Oh my kodesh yil Hashem lakayin. It means like this: a dover sheseif lakayin, something that eventually later, like the mincha or else the kfosim, will lend that to be to the kayin. So you could bring one without the other. Says that yochinami. Even though the pasuk talks about after tenufa also, it just means dover sheseif lakayin. Just means something eventually lend up to the kayin. Right now, before it was huskuku zelazir, which means either before shechita or else it has to be even before tenufa. You could bring one without the other. So the kids, so we don't have a pshitas, what will be by tenufa is tenufa huskuku, or maybe not. Now the more is the question, O shchita is a zika, is it true what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, that once you made the shchita by the shnei kvosim, for sure now you have to bring both together, the shnei kvosim and the shtei lechem, is that true? Or Rimino have a question, it says aloha by a korban toida, that we know also, there's lechem brought with the korban toida. You have four sets, 10 apiece. There are 40 lechems. So it says like this: Ad sheloy shochto, before you made the shechita on the korban toida, nifras lachma, if one of the lechems broke, nor came chosar, is yovi lechem acher. Just bring another lechem and place this one, and it's okay. V'sheichet, and then you can still make the shechita on the korban toida. What's going to be though? Misha shochto nifras lachma. Let's say after you made the shechita and the korban atoida, now one of the lechems broke open and it became chosar. So din is hadam yizorik. Enechnam, you're allowed to make the zrikas adam of this korban atoida, and the habosa yoichel, the korban itself you could eat. But vide nidro lo yotzo, you're not yotzo your neder. And the locher is v'lechem posel, and the lechem tak is posel since it was chosar. The lechem is posel, and you're not mekayim yochayv. Rashi says that it says Adam Yizorik means L'shem Shlomim. It's like a Korban Shlomim Nevlo L'shem Toida. And Rashi asked the question before when it says that it was Nifrisa after Shchita that Mashma all the Lechems are Posel. Rashi says, like, how do you know this? Maybe only just one Lechem is Posel. How do we know all of them is Posel? So Rashi says, it comes out, you learn it out, Nirbeina di Melechem Aponim Gomar She Minchas Toida Uksiv Behi She Nifrisa Echas Michalosa Is Kulam Sulas. Turn it out from the lechem upon him. So that's the locha on this korban toida. What's going to be nizrek hadam? Let's say they already made the shchitas on the korban toida, and they made the zrikas hadam, nizrek dam. Now the locha is, and now first after the zrikas hadam, one of the lechems became nifras, became chaser, is missing. So now the locha is like this. Everything is kosher, just Torim min ha-sholem al ha-poros. Like out of these 40 lechems, these four different types, you have to take one challah from each type. You have to give four lechems to the kayin. That's like truma. So when you take one of the 10, do not take the nifras, the one that's broken, but take a sholem to be yotza, like the meiser, out of each one. That's all it says. That's just term kedasiv, v'hikri v'menu echod mikol korban, the mem challah soyu. For a term echod meyeset, took out one out of 10 to the kayin, and the rest went to the bailim. So you have to make sure the one you take for truma should be min hasholem and not from the poros. So now another locha. What's going to be achle shochta before you made the shechita on the korban toida? Yotzo lachmo. Let's say one of the lechems went out chus l'chaymus yushlaim, and one out has a psul yetzi on it. It says locha before the shechita machnisa. That's all. Bring it back in v'sheichet, and shecht it. So Rashi says, the kol zaman shein kodesh peshchitam, and then this will be yitzei. Kol zaman you didn't make the shechit on the korban atoydi yet, it's not chalak dushas aguf on the lechem. So there's no psu yitzei. What's going to be misha shochto yotza lachmo? Let's say after you made the shechit on the korban atoydi, now one of the lechems go outside the chayma, so it's chalak psu on that lechem, you cannot use it. So locher is hadam yizorek, you'll to finish off this korban b'teras shlom. But if they need really yotz, again, you're not yotz of the nether. If your lechem posel, this lechem is posel, has a psul yotzi on it, you're not yotz of your rachiv, you do not have the aboyim lechem. What's going to be nizrik adam? Let's say you already made this rikas adam, and then one of the lechems went outside, had a psul yotzi. So again, terumi menu shebefnim, al shebechutz. You let us still take off trumi, you yotz everything, the carbon and the toidim. Just make sure the trumi you take out is from the pnim, the one that's the letter bowl, not from the yotzei. What's going to be another locha? Ad shaloi shochato nit molachmo. Let's before you made the shchit and the carbon toidim, one of these lechem became tummy. So locha is, maybe lechem achar, fishoichit. Just bring another lechem, exchange it, take another lechem that's still tahor, and now you can make the shchit and the carbon toidim. What's going to be misha shochta after you already made the shchit and the korban toida? Now nitmo lachmo, one of the lechems became tummy. So now here it's a little bit different. The nether as tumma the locher is hadam yizorek viabosa yechel. Again, that you let him make as weak as hadam, you let him eat from the boss of the korban is kosher. But here the chiddush is v'yedei nitru yotzi yosu yotzi neder. Even though one of the lechems became tummy, still your yotzi yedei nidroi. The question is why? The answer is shatzitz marat salatuma, that the tzitz is marat salatuma, that the get to the korban atoida is considered like you have all the lechems here. Therefore, there's yotzi and neder also, but avada of a lechem posel, but the lechem itself is posel, you can't eat the lechem. The tzitz is not marat that you could eat it. The mice the lechem is still tummy that you can't eat, but our korponim yotzi de nidroi. Rashi says shatzitz marat salachilos and linyan tuma. That's all. Now, what's going to be the loch on Nisrik Adam? Let's say you already made the shchit to end the Zrikas Adam of the Korban Toida, and you had all 40 lechems here, and then it became Tomei. So the loch is Torah min haTorah la Tomei. You can take off Truma from the Torah for the Tomei, and everything is kosher. That's what says the loch of Ilchos or Toida. Now the question is, for ye, Sarkotat, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Yechon says, that shchita oisa zika, then once you make the shchita on the korban, over here we have by shnei kvas and nishtei lechem. The crew of the same sfar should apply here, by a korban toida, and it's 40 lechems. If so, kiv on shahuskuku zeloze v'shchita. As soon as you made a shchita on the korban atoida, you made an attachment here, that the toida and the lechem is attached together. It's like one big korban right now. If so, how could you tell me the locker is, that if now there's a psu yaitse, or there's a psul nifras, that's chosar, that you can still bring the korban, just you cannot bring the lechems, as lechur isle lechem is tilsele toida. Once the lechem becomes posel with these psulim of chosar, or psul yaitzei, lechur then the korban should also become posel. How could you bring the korban? Where it's a kashan of Yechanan. So where it says no, shani toida by korban toida, it's different. Terachmona kar yishlamin. The Torah called the korban toida shlomim. Rashi says toida shlomim. Mashma diafal pi shoyse toida v'shas lachmo. Even though v'shas yed lechem is huskak to be a toida. But if something goes wrong, there's a special loch here. Chazeres diya shlomim b'lo lechem. It could come back to be a shlomim. Avo kivsi atzeresim lachmo kruy shlomim. Mashenka by kivsi atzeres is only called the shlomim with the lechem. So the kivsi atzeres, once you made a shchit, it's attached. You can't separate them. But a korban toida, even though it was attached, when one becomes posel, he can still bring the toida b'tor a korban shlamin. Zmarstera tishani toida terachmona kar yishlamin ma shlamin kurevim b'loy lechem, just like a korban shlamin could be brought without lechem, is av toida korban b'loy lechem. What did the toida also was brought without its lechem? Therefore, there's no kashin of Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Yim says, Tim if you want to tell me the shalom we had before, that maybe tenufa when you just pick up the shtei lechem and the shtei the kiss of your tzeres, it makes a zikom that now it's attached and it's like one big korban. You have to bring both of them together. What's going to be of ad halechem if you lose one of the shtei lechem in a chnami of the kvosim, then you cannot bring the kvosim. The same thing of the kvosim of the halechem in a chnami. If you're going to tell me tenufa is huskuku, even after tenufa, if you lose one, you can't do the other. But v'yim tim slaima, if you want to tell me v'yim tim slaima tenufa ain't always a zika. No, the tenufa does not make zika. If so, hevi lechem ukvosim for hunfu. Let's say first you brought the shnei kvosim and the shnei lechem and you made a tenufa. The kohen picked them both up. Then v'yover halechem for hevi lechem achar, that you lost the lechem and then you brought another lechem later. So it's a lechem turning tenufa. The shaylah is, does the second lechem need a tenufa, or you ain't a turin tenufa? Maybe no, it doesn't need tenufa. Since you already had a din tenufa chal already on these shnei kvosim, maybe you don't have to make another tenufa with the new lechem. That's the shaylah. Or the opposite way, of du kvosim loyti boiloch. What's going to be if you lost the shnei kvosim and you have to bring new ones now? So the other gemara says here is no shaylah. The vade boy tenufa. That avade mash medika tenufa is upon the shnei kvosim. See, even though first you made a tenufa on the shnei kvosim and the shtei lechem, and now you lost these shtei kvosim, so when you bring the new shtei kvosim, you have to make another tenufa, because the ikur is the shnei kvosim. Ki tibor locho, where's my shiloh? Ovad halechem. In case we lost the lechem, do you have to make another tenufa or not? Vali b'de benenas, loy tibor locho, the benenas is no shiloh. The yom that he says kvosim, ikur, the ikur is the kvosim. So Pshita, since the kvosim is still around, you do not have to have another tenufa. So you would not need another tenufa. But ki tibor loch, where's my shiloh? Ali b'du Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. The yom that he says, no lechem ikur, that the ikur is the lechem could come by itself, but not the shnei kvosim. If so, my, according to him, there's a good shiloh. The shiloh is like this. Kiva and the lechem ikur, since you're telling me now the lechem is the ikur, if so, since you lost the first lechem, and you bring in now a new shtei lechem is boy tenufa. Maybe you have to make a second time a tenufa with these new shtei lechem. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivun de matir in the day. Kvosim ninu, since lemais is still. What's matter what gives the kedusha on the shtei lechem is the shnei kvosim. And since the shnei kvosim already had a tenufa, those are the same shnei kvosim. So since the matirim had its tenufa already, maybe let's serve tenufa. Maybe the lechem now, these new shtei lechem, does not need a tenufa. Satan Gemara says teiko, that's a good shaylah, that remains by teiko. Omalei abai le rova, abai is back to rova. Maishno shnei kvosim, to mekadshi lechem, how can we tell me now the shnei kvosim, true it's mekadosh the lechem. Omi akvei, and therefore it's makiv one on the other. Like we had before, you could only bring one without the other, but the other way you can't, whether you can't bring the shtei lechem without the lechem. Or whether you can't bring the lechem without the shnei kvosim. If so, maishno shiva kvosim o par v'yelim to loy mekachi lechem for loy makvi. Like, how do you notice? How do you know to say the shiva kvosim and the par v'yelim are not mekachi lechem and therefore they're not makiv? In the pasuk it says both of them should be al halechem. So how do we know to say which one is makiv, which one is mekadashit, and which one is not? Somalei said back like this, Hoye v'huskuku zele ze b'tenufa. I tell you, the shnei kvosim, they have to be lifted up together with the shtei lechem. So the Sfarad say that these two are what's makiv zele ze, the shnei kvosim, and not the other kabonis that it says in Sefer Vayikra. Samarasa says no, v'rei taida by korban taida, to loy huskuku zele ze b'tenufa. There's no mitzvah there that you have to pick up the korban taida and the chalas. Still, u'mekachu makva. Still there, we know the shchitas of the korban toida is what's mekadish the lechem. So maybe these other korbanos that are brought on Shavuos, that it says the ikur hayoyim in the parashas vayikram, maybe it's also likuva for the shtei lechem. Samar says rather elo punk fakeret elo ketoida. Learn out the shtei lechem from a korban toida. Ma toida shlomim afochinami shlomim. Just by the korban toida, it's a shlomim, and it's what's matir the lechem. Is there also the shnei kvosim? These are Shalmei Tzibur of Shlomim. Vashenken, the other Kabbalists that say there are Korban Eilo. So it's the Korban Shlomim that's Mekadish. So Mora says, Midomi, how can I learn that one from the other? Hosom like a Zvocha Machrina Badayu. Hochadik a Zvocha Machrina Badayu, the Kat Shahani Bahani. buy a korban toidah, there's no other korban. That's the only one. So pshita, that's the shlomim, that's mekarish the lechem. But over here, by the shneik, by the shtei lechem of shvuis, that the chumash there says a few korbanos. It says a set of korban oilus and shnei kvosim of shlomim. Maybe need both. Maybe both together is what's mekarish the shtei lechem. And maybe both should be makiv. How do we know to say only the shnei kvosim is what's makiv? It's what's mekarish the shtei lechem, and not the other korban oilus. Morse is true. Ella rather ke'el nozer. Learn that from el nozer. Ma el nozer. Afa gav dikish zvochim achrinom. Even though by nozer he has to bring other korbanos, not only the shlomim. Still shlomim who the mekachei. It's the shlomim that's mekadosh the lechem that's brought by the el nozer. Midi achrinu loy. The other korbanos are not mekadoshit. The oil that's brought with the nozer is not mekadoshit. Is hochinam here also by shnei kvosim. Loy shino. Here also, there's no difference. I said it's only the shlomim that's was mekadosh the shtei lechem, and not the korban oilus that are brought with that's supposed to be brought on shvus. Now the more question: v'hosim in nolan? How do we know by nozer gufa that's the shlomim that's mekadosh his lechem and not the oilo? The tani we learned the ayol yasa zev shlomim lashem al sal hamatzos. It's the ayol, the ram that's brought for korban shlomim. That's what comes al hamatzos. Is Mlama comes to teach us Sasal bo choyve li ayil, that the matzah is come a choyve for the ayil, and therefore shchitas ayil mekachin, that the shchitas of the ayil, that's what's mekadosh the lechem that's brought for the nazir. Lefikach therefore taka shochtum shloi lishmoi, if you shecht this shlomim, this ayil shloi lishmoi, lekitcho lechem, the lechem is not kodesh by the nazir. So you see clearly, even though the nazir has to bring other korbanos also, but those korbanos are not mekadosh the lechem. What's mekadosh the lechem is only the korban shlomim. So that's the same story here by shvuos also. That even though you have to bring a few korban oilus for the chayvus yoyim, but the shnei kvosim which are shlomim, the svar of those the shnei kvosim, that's what's mekadosh the lechem. Therefore, mishtaz the machlekes only between the shnei kvosim and the lechem. What's makiv zeh al zeh? But the other korbanos oilus that are brought leboy by yoyim, that says in Vayikra, those are not makiv the shtei lechem. Tanur Rabbanan wrote like this: shtei halechem haboyis bifnei yatzmo. Let's say in a case you bring the shtei lechem by itself, and Rashi says a libri Rav Kiva, the yom that he holds kvosim ain makfines lechem, that even though you do not have the shnei kvosim, still you could bring the lechem. So according to Rav Kiva, that you could bring the shtei lechem by itself. So halacha is yunfu. You have to make it snuf. You have to lift it up. But utuba tsurasan. You have to wait till the tzura, it changes colors, like Rashi doesn't mean yis lubalina. You have to let it stay overnight, let it have a psulina, and then the yos lebesas reif, and then you burn it outside. So mashmi, you cannot eat it, but rather you have to burn it. And the chura, why? So avminu rusul sida moris the question, monashav, what's going on here? Ili achila asyon, if you hold that you're really allowed to eat these shnei kvosim, even though you don't have this zvochim, you don't have the shnei kvosim to be mekadeshit, to be matarit, still you hold according to Rabbi Kiva, since the shnei lechem could come by itself, it's you're allowed to eat it also. It's so lichlinu. So what do you have to burn it for? Eat it. Elamai, the other svar is no ilu l'sreif asyon, that the pshat is you're not allowed to eat the shnei lechem because you don't have the matir. The matir is a shnei kvosim. So true, you could bring the shnei lechem by itself, but there's no matir. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. If so, that's the din of the shtei lechem to be burnt. If so, why can't you burn it right away? That's the mitzvah, the shtei lechem, the ikka mitzvah is to burn it. So why do you have to wait to have an ibitzurah and to wait till overnight first? Is lomalu ibitzurah, why do you have to wait overnight? So my answer is, Omar Rabba, the pshat is li'olam l'achilasin. That means the rice are really according to Rabbi Kiva when you bring a shtei lechem by itself, even though you do not have the kvosim with it, still it has a hetta bachila. Since it comes by itself, you're allowed to eat it, really. There's a hetta to eat it midiraisa. But I'll tell you the reason why you can't eat it, you have to let it burn, is only midirabonin. And it's a gzeiro. That shemi is damnu lehem kvosim l'shanu habo. That maybe next year, when it comes shvus, then they will have shnei kvosim utishtei lechem. But v'yoymu, people will say next year, that listen, ishtakad last year, l'yachalnu lechem b'le kvosim. Last year we ate tishtei lechem, even though we had no kvosim. Sa'achshav namil, I'll say the same thing this year also. That even though this year they made the shchit and the shnei kvosim ready, and it's huskuk uzel azir, they'll still say, Nechol, let's eat it. Even though they lost the shnei kvosim now. But real of Yina Layada, they don't know the truth is that the Ishtar could only last year was mutatidit. Why did Lehevi Kvosim? Did it since there were no Kvosim last year, therefore Inu Shayu Nafshayu. Therefore, since you brought the Shtar Lechem by itself, it could be matter itself. But Hashtar this year, the Ika Kvosim, that you have the Shnei Kvosim, Kvosim with the Sharlu, the Kvosim is what's matter it. So therefore, if you lose the Kvosim, if something goes wrong with the Kvosim, you should not be able to eat the Shtar Lechem. So therefore, the Rabbanim made Gzairah that even when you bring the Shtar Lechem by themselves, still you should not eat it. But since it's only Midi Rabbanim and Midi Rice that's Mutav Achila, you're not allowed to go burn it. So therefore, that's the cloud. Always you have to wait till it has a Psulina, to leave it overnight. Now that it has a Psulina, that's called the Psuba Tsurosan, now you're allowed to burn it. Omar Rabbi Rabbi says, Minu Aminulu, how do we know this Yisoid? So Rashi says, the Achila, Asyo Nafilu Boyim Bifnei Yatzman. How do you know this Yisoid, the Koran Rabbi Kiva? When you bring the Shnei Halechem by itself, even though you have no korban, you're allowed to eat it. Midi rice, it's mutav achila. How do we know this? Gemara says that Tanan we learned. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Hayid ben Bukri b'Yavne, that kol koyin sheshokalein achoyt, any koyin that gives the shkolim, he's not achoyt, he's not doing anything wrong. Mashmi doesn't have to, but our kol ponim is not called achoyt if he does. Rashi says, Vafagav yistiv koloiv alab kudim, or kanam lo nifkadu, kanam were not counted then. Still, if he wants to, he's not called achoyt. Because he'll give it over to the tzibba. That's what he says. But Omer lo Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, loy, it's not true. But rather, ki elo kol koin, she'en ha-shoik ha-choyta. Any koin that does not give the machs ha-shekel, he's taka ha-choyta. So Rashi says, the chol ho-roi yilifkat kom, adayna ben chot shono malo, whoever's fit to be counted, as long as you're 20 years and older, you have a chiyuv to give the machs ha-shekel. El, if so, akam the kanam did not give. Ela shekahane medorshim mikros eliatzmon, the kahane darshim this way eliatzmon for their own sake, but really they're wrong. If you're going to mazaka yolds, but the pasuk says v'chol minchas koyin kolutiyum, any mincha the koyin brings has to be completely burnt. Loy teichal. If so, they figure that they're going to give for the machta shekel. So from that money they buy the korban oimer and they buy the shtei lechem. If so, hoyil the oimer shtei lechem for lechem upon him is brought on every Shabbos lechem upon him. Shalonu hein, if they give money for this. So it's considered like a minchos kahanim. If so, they had a kasha, heich necholim. How is the din that you're allowed to eat from it? So elamai, it must be that they don't have to give for the machs shekel. That's the way they darshened. But really they're wrong, because the pshat is that's not giving the money to the tzibur. And now it's called the tzibur is barring the korban. That's not called the koy, a minchas koyin. But our korban, the Gemara says now, Hani shtei lechem echidomi. This shtei lechem, let's see what we're talking about. Yilema, but boy, imas zevah comes with the korban. Otu toido v'lachmo miloy menat v'kanim v'yachlu. Isn't it possible for Kohen to bring a korban toido and lechem, and he won't eat from it? So Rashi says the ma'akeh toni that heich hein necholim holalachme toido domi. The shtei lechem is emes lachme toido. V'toido v'lachmo miloy menat v'kanim v'yachli. Can't the kahana bring in the dova, the toida, and eat the lechem? That wouldn't be a kasha. Elo lav, this is the case. Talking about the boys b'fnei yatzmon on a shavuot that they bring the shtei lechem by itself without the korban. That was the shaila. Ugetani heichei necholim that they had a kasha. How could they eat from it? Alma, what do we see? Lachil nasyon that the kahana's question was if they give into the machsa shekel, so it comes out as their money that they're using to buy the shtei lechem. That a kasha should be called the minchas kanim, which should be completely burnt. And they asked the question, was the loch originally allowed to eat it? A kopon, we see clearly from here that when the shtei lechem comes by itself, the kanim are allowed to eat from it. Or Malaya by Sabai says back, no. Liyerla, maybe we're talking about now, but boyasim azevos, we're coming with a korban. Ah, the kokashtok, you have a question, mitoide balachma, that just like a kohen could bring a korban toide with this lechem, so pshiti could bring the shnei kvosim with its shtei lechem. So I'll tell you no. Kashto toide v'lach me toide toide lo yikri mincha. I'll tell you a toide is not called a mincha, but shtei halachem yikri mincha is a big difference. By a korban toide, slachem is not called a mincha. Therefore, even though a kohen brings it, he's allowed to eat from it. It's only halach and a minchas kohen that cannot be eaten. Mashenka the shtei lechem that's called a mincha. Shneim the pasuk says barivchem v'hakrivchem mincha chadosh el Hashem. And that goes on the Shtei Lechem. There it's a kashya. If the Shtei Lechem they held was brought from their money, it should be also to eat. And how come the Israelites eat it? So there they had a kasha, because it's called the mincha l'Hashem. But by korban toida, there is no kasha, it is not called the mincha. So kids, so you have no proof to say, when the shtelecha comes by itself, that you're allowed to eat it. Could be by itself, you're not allowed to eat it. But only when it comes with the korban, that's when they have the kasha, how could you eat it then? Rabbi Yosef Amar Yelom L'Sreif Asyan, he also know, when you bring the shtelecha by themselves, from the raisi, he's supposed to burn it. If so, what do you have to have two bits of rosin for? Why no time at loisafinu? How come we don't burn it right away? The fishein sor from kachem yomtiv. Some are untrue. It's a yomtiv, so it's also to burn kachem on yomtiv. That's why we have to wait till moitzor the next day. Omle abayim midam yosam lemitzvos mekach. On a regular yomtiv, you can't burn kachem. It's not a mitzvah to burn it. But ocher the mitzvos mekach loisafinu. But here lechurik, tell me the shtei lechem is supposed to be burnt. That's a mitzvah. So this is the mitzvah b'yoyim. You should be able to burn it even on shavuos. Midah devi, parah v'soy Yom Kippurim, that you're allowed to burn the parah and soy in Yom Kippur, because that's the mitzvah sayyim. So if you tell me that the shtei lechem has a din to be burnt, the body should be able to burn it even on Yom Tov. So what says Rabbi Elam Rabbi Yosef? Gzeirah she yizdam nulem kvosim liyachem ikan, that maybe later on they'll come up with kvosim. All right, turn over.